From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump will increase sanctions on Iran in the coming hours while, again, stopping short of reimposing sanctions intended to push the Tehran regime to give up nuclear weapons research. That, according to multiple news agency reports. The president was meeting with his national security team on the Iran question late Thursday. The Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, in answer to a VOA question at Thursday's White House press briefing, suggested that Trump's actions would get the Tehran regime's attention.
I am expecting new sanctions on Iran. We continue to look at them. We've rolled them out, and I think it's you can expect there will be more sanctions coming.
By law, the administration must certify every 90 days whether Iran is complying with a 2015 agreement it signed to limit its nuclear program. That certification deadline is Friday. President Trump reportedly used a vulgar and insulting word to describe African nations as well as Haiti and El Salvador during a meeting in the White House Thursday. Most broadcasters based in the United States, including VOA, do not permit the word to be used on the air. Some newspapers, including the Washington Post, have used the word on their websites. According to two people briefed on the meeting, the president reportedly used the word as he talked with lawmakers about a proposed bipartisan deal on immigration. He reportedly questioned why the U.S. would want to admit more people from, quote, S-hole countries. People briefed on the meeting noted that Trump said the U.S. should allow more immigrants from places like Norway. This is VOA News. Russia's government is threatening additional penalties against American media operating in Russia. The threat is the latest in a back-and-forth dispute between the United States and Russia over the treatment of media outlets operating in each other's countries. From Moscow, correspondent Charles Maines reports.
Ever since U.S. intelligence agencies issued a report last January claiming a Russian media role in alleged Kremlin meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, the media have been garnering unwelcome headlines. First, the U.S. demanded the Russian state-affiliated RT News Service register under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, or FARA, an 80-year-old law first introduced to counter Nazi propaganda during World War II. In response, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law designating foreign media as foreign agents. Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, and several affiliated projects with U.S. government backing were soon added to the list. Then, this week, Russia's state-affiliated media outlet Sputnik announced that the United States was forcing its parent company, RIA Global, to register under FARA by early February. In a statement issued online, Russia's embassy in Washington called the move unacceptable and alleged that Russian journalists face problems with visas, as well as harassment from U.S. security services. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
Eight people are missing following mudslides in the state of California, county officials said Thursday, as rescue workers and search dogs continue to look for victims. The new figure was announced as authorities investigated missing persons report. The death toll remained at 17. Flash floods and mudslides, triggered by heavy rains early Tuesday, led to the deaths and demolished a number of homes north of Los Angeles, where wildfires last month stripped the hills of trees and vegetation. And WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who's been living in asylum inside Ecuador's embassy in London for 5 years, was granted Ecuadorian citizenship, the country's foreign minister said Thursday. The action was seen as an unsuccessful attempt to allow Assange to leave the embassy without facing arrest by British police. London denied Ecuador's request to grant Assange diplomatic status, which would have given him safe passage out of the embassy. Ecuador's foreign minister told reporters on Thursday Ecuador is currently exploring other solutions. In dialogue with UK, she said there are well-founded fears we have about possible risks to his life. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.